Welcome everyone to another edition of Let Me Talk About It. This is your host Sean Pennington, and I've spent some of the week trying to figure out what all topic I wanted to talk about. I was hoping maybe I could get some comments on social media of what all you all would want to hear about, you know, things that you think that I should discuss. And I really haven't gotten a lot of feedback out of it yet. But I believe that within the next couple weeks, we should be able to start seeing some comments and stuff roll in. I've been checking on each of my episodes. Last week's was the hitting the wall. I made it a little bit earlier than expected, only because there was a lot of stuff going on from last week and last weekend, so deciding to go that route ultimately was a better route for me. Normally my drops have been on Tuesdays, and I will continue to get those dropped on Tuesdays, and we will go from there. I want to thank you all, the ones who have already downloaded my two episodes so far. As of this morning, this is as of Friday afternoon when I'm recording this, that there have been 45 people who's listened or downloaded my podcast, so thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And 9 of those are reoccurring active, I do believe, subscribers. I believe it's called RES, so that's something that, as well, thank you very much. You can check out my podcast on Apple, Spotify, have it on pretty much every major account that you can do. I will put a link in the description of where you can find them. I'm also in the processes of working and developing my webpage, which should be up and running hopefully by next week. So you will see a lot more content there. It should be at letmetalkaboutitpodcast.com or just even letmetalkaboutit.com. I haven't decided how I want to go that route yet on the way I want to do it. So this week, like I said, it took me a little over a week to decide what I wanted to, you know, really actively talk about. And it is a subject that is kind of dear to me. It is dear to me in a way, because I've not experienced it myself in the way I'm going to talk about today. However, based off of the podcast and everything, you'll understand by the time this all ends and it all wraps together. And this week's topic is about substance abuse and mental health. Now, we all talk about addiction, and the very first thing you hear of addiction is addictions to drugs and alcohol. That's usually your top two you ask about anybody. That's what you have. I mean, that's the way it works. And so I'm sitting there and I'm trying to figure out, what is it for me that, as far as what I would consider addiction, is addiction. And everybody has some sort of addiction in their life. And obviously it's not as, you know, prevalent as the drugs and alcohol, mind you. But we all have something. It could be healthier living by running, working out. It could be gaming. It can be getting up in the morning and you have to have that cup of coffee. It can be smoking. It can be just sitting and watching TV. It can be reading a book. The list goes on. Like I said, and substance abuse really is no different. And I'll tell you that because everything you do, everything you see, in the way of your addiction, is the same thing as what drugs and alcohol do for those individuals. So when you look at the addictions of caffeine and you're withdrawing from it and you have the headaches, the shakes and stuff like that, it's not as open or not as seen as much as, let's say, somebody who's on methamphetamines. But it still plays a role. It still plays a huge, integral part of your life. And for somebody who has substance abuse, guess what? It plays a major role. That's the reason why there is places like Alcoholic Anonymous. There is the Narcotics Anonymous. So these people have that bond that they can share and talk to with each other and don't feel that they have to be social outcasts of today's society because, unfortunately, they've decided to go and, unfortunately, be on a heavy drug that requires a consistent use. Otherwise, withdrawals happen. And unfortunately, the withdrawals is worse than the actual drug in most cases. Some of them include having dry heaving, actual vomiting, diarrhea, cold spells. And those are just, name up just a few of the downfalls of it. And I've seen people who have went through the effects of it. I've seen people actually come out of being an addict. Though they are still addicts, and I see that really loosely, but it is still true in its nature that yes, they are still addicts. At the same time, though, they become very, very productive members of society in where I live. And it can be in any profession, and they're able to do it, and they're great at doing it. And you even look at your movie stars and stuff like that. There's some that has had the substance abuse and substances of addiction, alcoholism. They sought help, and they became very productive members of our society and have led great lives. You look at the other side of it, though, and you have people, and this is both, you know, in Hollywood and our professional lives, their personal lives, unfortunately, haven't. And the ultimate cost of that is sometimes death. A lot of people end up going as far as having, you know, everything stripped down and away from them. It ends up being homelessness, no friends and family, no money. And unfortunately, if you go into the the bigger cities and stuff, a lot of what you see on TV, which is very, you know, very realistic to what is the truth, is you have prostitution. And that's how they get their next score, or their, you know, their next drug or alcohol. People pawn stuff off, sell their own stuff so cheap, so they can have their next drink. And it is sad. It is a very sad thing, and I hate seeing it. It's not that I hate talking about the subject, because helping people is what I plan on doing in my life. And I've helped people non-professionally, and I've tried to talk with people. So, with everything like that, it's a big thing for me to just sit and talk and listen. It's really, I want to listen, I want to help you. And y'all have heard me talk in the last couple of episodes about my father and how he helped me. And a lot of his helping me came because he just listened. And the advice he would give me was sage advice, and it was very, very useful. There was times that I really didn't think at first that, you know, it would work. And I hated doubting him because he was right a lot. And it wasn't because, oh, he was a genius, or he had a doctorate, you know, rock science, whatever he's been. No, the man spent his time on the earth, and he was a people person. Yes, he did get his master's degree by the time he was all said and done teaching. But he had a way with people that was just it made an impact on me. Even to this day, I have people, former students of his, even colleagues, they'll come up, talk to me. And, yeah, we remember the good times with him. But those are the impacts that it will make for future generations. And I plan on doing that with my grandson. So, like I said, and what I'm going to do is I'm pulling up a couple things from my dad. I went through in the last couple of days, and I've worked on trying to get a better understanding, overall. Like I said, in what I do, I'm not a professional psychologist. I'm still in the infant stage. I'm not even an infant. I'm not even in the fourth stage, if you want to call it that. I'm learning. And each day I find something new, and I work on it. And so this one, I'm sitting here, and like I said, I'm trying to figure out a lot more on drug dependency, or even alcohol dependency, because most people, at some point in their lives, I'm not saying all, because there is that select few out there that has embraced a very, very straight, narrow path, and I get it, and, you know, God bless you all for that, because I couldn't, because, like I said, I'm sitting here talking to you all now about it, and one of the things I've always said was, as much as I've put in a religion, as much as I believe in God and what I want to do, I can never, ever be a pastor. And I could list off a whole bunch of stuff that I've kind of seen this morning on a friend of mine's Facebook, but that is something completely out of the subject. And I don't like doing rants as much because, unfortunately for me, my rants end up going out of what we're trying to talk about, trying to discuss. And so I look at everything and try to, you know, take everything from where I need to have that. So one of the things that I looked at from this past week and tried to understand was what ultimately actual drugs, and this isn't even alcohol at this time, this is just drugs, what drugs do to your body. And I'm looking, trying to look at, because I'm trying to remember exactly where I got this from. Because, like I said, I went through a whole bunch of websites. And just try to understand everything. So, when you look at it, and this is a summary of everything, and I'll put all the links for all the places that I've looked at and tried to research from in the description of this podcast, as well as the audio transcript, just in case maybe you don't understand or I'm talking about too quick, because right now I'm doing this podcast on while I'm riding to work, so some of it's going to be out of place, but I have fixed that. I've actually got my microphone and everything, so where I don't have to worry now. I can actually do the podcast the way I want to, and it will be done going forward. However, a summary of this is just how drugs affect the body, short, long-term effects, you know, the same constant, what you need. So different drugs affect you in different ways. The person's body, it's going to affect them differently. So it could be as much as, let's say, a person of my size, which I am about 5'10", 5'11", and unfortunately, I'm almost 300 pounds. Yeah, a lot of that is because I just haven't went to the gym. And, you know, got my body, got myself back to where I need to be. And it's going to take time. And as I get older, unfortunately, I'm not going to be the best. However, you got that, and then you have, let's say, somebody who is 5'5", 120, 130. So somebody's about a third of my weight. And let's say, just for sake of, just for purposes here, neither one of us has ever really done any kind of hard lifting. That's, honestly, I have not. I think the hardest thing I've ever done, and it was medically done, was hydrocodones and OxyContin with my shoulder injury a few years ago. So we put it in that terminology. I can tell you right now, and this is no lie, I went through 4 pain prescription pain pill subscriptions within not even a month. And my pain was still there. My pain was set unbearable. I had ran through 2 of them within the first week and a half. And I was hurting that badly. Now, what they gave me was hydrocodones, 50 milligrams. And I was eating them like they're M&Ms. Like, it did not affect me in any way. So I don't know if it was because of pain or whatnot. Normally, it would reduce the pain. If you give that same amount to a person who is 130 pounds, who's never been on any kind of pills because of their body size, and this is just because they weigh, like I said, 120, 130, 130 the weight, roughly. And you see that they're going to be in the part of drooling, passed out, and that's it. And I can tell you one other example. This is before my second shoulder surgery. I told y'all I had 2 of them within a 2-week time period. This was 3 years ago. As of actually today. No, last week. Because my first one was the first week of May 3 years ago, because that weekend was Mother's Day. So that week before, I had went. I was in so much pain that it took 3 guys from our emergency squad to get me off of the floor, set me upright, because I couldn't get up. And I ended up going to the hospital. They asked me if I wanted to ride over. I said, no, I'm just going to be here. Because, A, I wasn't paying the cost to go in an emergency squad to go 2 or 3 minutes down the road. Because that's about what it was for my house. So, I go. And I'm sitting there. I'm in that much pain. And this was about 6 o'clock at night by the time it was all said and done and I got it. And so I'm in the ER. I'm waiting to see a doctor. I'm waiting for him to check everything on my shoulder, make sure I didn't do anything. And apparently sometime I must have been broken between the first surgery and that next week. How, I don't know, but it happened. So they decided, because I was in so much pain, that they were going to give me 3 shots. Well, they're going to give me a shot. The first one was the hydrocodone. They took it, they waited a little bit, they came back, they said, do you still feel any pain? I said, yes. I said, I'm in a lot of pain. And so they said they're going to give me something a little bit stronger to see. That one was OxyContin. And 15, 20 minutes later, they come back because they're putting this straight into where my shoulder pain was. So it should have pretty much numbed anything. Come back, nothing. It was still hurting. It was still that bad. So the ER doctor finally says, you know what? I want to give you fentanyl. And the very first thing I think of is the street drug fentanyl, which I already know that X amount of fentanyl can kill you. So I was very weary of it first. And the doctor told me it was not like the street drug. It would say safe. We'll put that way. So it was safe to you. So I'm like, okay, we'll go ahead and we'll do that. And he finally gives it to me. And finally, in a combination of three drugs, an hour and a half later, it finally numbed. Now, if you're to give that same amount to a person that, again, let's say 130 pounds, they would be passed out, drooling, unable to do any functions. Now, was it because of my shoulder and it was re-broke and I didn't know about it? It's a possibility. But even with that, let's say that that was part of the 130-pound person's. And guess what? I believe that it would still be the same. And looking at everything, I got up and walked out, and it was perfectly fine. I went out that night and then ate a dinner, went home, watched the TV, and up one day. And that's how that evening was. So, what I'm trying to get out of all this is that the reason I took the drug, or the three drugs, was because I needed that, the pain to subside, so I could feel better, so I could sleep. And that's some of them. And this is a list of what the drug, people that use drugs for. Makes them feel good, relaxed. With drug dependency, it helps them deal with emotional trauma or history of it, or experimentation. Teenagers, that's a big one. They use it to experiment. Usually it starts with marijuana. I've never been a very big advocate of actual marijuana, at least what is used today, because unfortunately, and I hate this thing that drug dealers do, but it probably does, it happens, is it gets laced with something, whether it's fentanyl, acid, I can't think of anything else at this time, but it does. That's what happens. But actual marijuana, I don't believe, if you're to take it away and down to its true source, which right now is CBD, and that's the cannabis, not the THC part of it. I believe the CBD does help. But marijuana itself with the THC, no. Why? Because that is what you do to feel good. So going on, you have drugs that help you stay awake. Drugs make you fall asleep. And these are short term. What makes people do it? It makes them feel like they're confident enough to do their job, do whatever they need to do. And the last one is, it enhances their social gatherings, like partying. Like I said, never a big component for me was to use drugs. I can say that, yes, I have drank. I don't drink as much now, because I have personal medications that I take that I don't drink as much. Yeah, I do drink an occasional beer on occasion or a little bit of liquor. But not like I used to. So when you look at all that, and like I said, this might be a 2 or 3 episode podcast because there is so much you can go on with substance and alcohol use. And because I've done so much with this episode for the personal, I'll definitely have 2 parts to it. So real quick, as we're sitting there talking about everything, a big component on everything goes also into tolerance. I can tell you this, that the harder the drug, the more tolerant the person becomes in using it, and the more tolerant they become, which in what we call tolerance of it is how much they take before the high hits. So, an example, cocaine. You know, once more cocaine for that person, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, as they progress and they use it more and more, eventually they get to the point that it starts doing a lot more damage to the body, to their social life. So physically, mentally, and emotionally, I mean, it takes its toll. And all of this, like I said, the ultimate price that people pay eventually is death. And I don't ever want anybody to die because of substance abuse. There is places that you can go that can help you with certain, you know, substance abuse. I can put a link in the description that you can either call or you can text 988 off your cell phone, and you will actually get a professional that will help you with either seeking help or talking with them, and they will, you know, help you in whatever way you think. And then, as I end the podcast for this one, like I said, this is going to be a part of that series. As I end it today, the biggest one, the biggest takeaway I hope that everybody has gotten so far out of it is I like to be able to talk about my personal life a lot, and the fact that I talk about it on podcasts helps, and I hope it actually can help somebody. So you hear something about my past life or present can help you in your future, because your past does not define you. So, like I said, you could be a drug, you know, you are a substance, you have substance abuse, you have alcoholism. It doesn't define the person that you are, and you can get the help, and you can make your life very successful. But that change has to start with you. Now, some people will tell you that, you know, doing the meetings and stuff helps. Some people will tell you religion helps. Some people will tell you the social network that you have helps. And for me, honestly, I think it is a combination of all three. I've always believed in the big key component of everything, that the tighter your circle is on who you talk to and give information to, ultimately is your best source. After that, I believe that religion, no matter what you believe, will help you. Because even with religion, you may have to talk to a pastor or a priest if you're in Catholicism. If you're a Protestant, you have a pastor you can go to, just name a couple. And then finally is the substance abuse hotline or places that you can go. So, like I said, in West Virginia, there's quite a few places. I'm planning on helping in an area, and I'll have to actually talk with them about it, and I'm hoping that I can do an apprenticeship with them soon, and that's gonna, and that'll be more towards the end of my college career, is to actually become an apprentice and do an apprenticeship with them. Do some editing there, so. Like I said, I try to talk about it in the sense that somehow, some way, what I talk with you all over podcasts helps. I just said something of that nature, and I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to get, you know, someone to say, hey, you changed my life for your podcast, or one that would be, hey, can I come on your podcast? I would love to talk with you. If you feel like that is part of your life and what you want to do as far as coming onto a podcast, please reach out to me. I have links in the description on my main page on the RSS.com page. If you search Let Me Talk About It, it will pull up my page. And I have links for my Facebook, Instagram. Both of those are Let Me Talk About It. I have my YouTube, which I haven't been able to really do any video podcast yet, but since, like I said, I finally got all my stuff there organized, I'm going to actually start getting into that. So maybe with this podcast, I can do one where I do the next one via video and audio, so I can take both of them out. I can do my transcripts. There's a lot of technical part of that, but I believe I can do all that, and it's okay. We'll get it done, taken care of. For, like I said, this is going to be a two-part video or audio for my podcast. I'm hoping that I can get everything situated and done. This one will drop on Tuesday. I plan on having it worked out, done up on Memorial Day, because I don't do a lot for Memorial Day weekend. There's a couple things I do personally, but as far as the grand scheme of, you know, barbecuing, stuff like that, that's not what I intend Memorial Day about. So, that being said, my Tuesday drops, they will still happen. I'm going to have everything ready to go for them, usually by Friday or Saturday, so I can do my editing and everything over the weekend. And then Monday, I'll do a final listen of my podcast, have it set up somewhere at, let's say, midnight Tuesday. It drops for you, so that Tuesday morning, you're on your way to work, you're at the gym, or you're just sitting there, you know, having your coffee, and you want to listen, you'll have the ability to listen. So, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to finish up the podcast. Like I said, this is the first part of a multi-part podcast, because I don't want to say it's going to be just two podcasts, because this week with substance abuse, there's a lot that it can be covered with it, and I plan on covering a lot of information. So this one, like I said, it's multi, and I will see you all again very soon, and we will discuss the next part of our podcast, which is on the substance abuse and more into the alcoholism and the actual drug part of it. So until then, have a great week, and I will hear from you all in a week. Bye, everybody.